This is NBC News, words from Johnson City.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Rambler, now offering important savings at your Rambler dealer's swap and go sale. From the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, here is Herbert Kaplow.
Herbert Kaplow, NBC News, Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston.
Listen again on the Hour for Monitor News, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association.
Peel's Honest Beer presents the Peel's Weather Boat.
An on-the-spot report on marine weather and sea and fishing conditions.
Here's Captain Ray Sims, direct from the Peel's Weather Boat.
The brisk northerly winds letting up slightly, but still making it a choppy, wet trip back for those especially traveling in a westerly direction. I'll be back in 60 seconds after this from Peel's Beer.
If you've been watching television lately, you've probably seen someone in the Peel's Beer commercial saying, "Discover a light beer brewed for men." In case you're wondering what we mean when we say a light beer brewed for men, let me explain it to you. A light beer brewed for men is simply a light beer with a little more flavor, that's all. Peel's is a light beer, as light as any fine lager beer, and yet it's a little fuller in flavor, an honest beer. That's the way a man likes his beer, that's the way we brew it. It's no trick to make a light beer, but Peel's has a little more flavor. The more beer you drink, the more reason to drink Peel's. Discover a light beer brewed for men, a light beer with a little more flavor. Peel's, honest beer. For 80 years, there have been no secrets in the Peel's brewing process, no shortcuts either. Just honest men making good beer the way they believe it ought to be made. Light, with a little more flavor. Peel's, honest beer.
The only significant change since our last broadcast is that small craft warnings were lowered at 5 o'clock. And here's the forecast for the coastal waters, including Long Island Sound. Northwest winds, 15 to 25 knots, diminishing later. Northwest winds tonight, 10 to 15 knots, becoming variable Monday at 10 to 15 knots. Visibility 5 miles or more, fair weather tonight and Monday. Here aboard the WNBC Peel's weather boat, the barometer 290.97 and rising, winds at northwesterly at 17 knots, and that's the way she goes. I'll be back at 6:05 with our next report. Have a safe trip home.
Your all-night host is Long John Neble on The Conversation Station, WNBC AM and FM, New York.
This is Monitor. I'm Barry Nelson, your host, on this Sunday, August 29th. And this is a day to remember because it marks the end of the longest flight man has ever made in space. Gemini 5 traveled the equivalent of a trip to the moon and back. More about the importance of that milestone soon. In sharp contrast to that story, we'll hear from a man who prefers to travel by foot. I'd say he'll never get to the moon that way, but I suppose one day they'll build a road through space and we'll go there for vacations. How'd you like to drive 3 million miles with the kids in the car? The mind boggles. Here's Al Caiola to straighten things out just in time with the theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Thank you. Does your coffee break always seem to end too soon? Would you like to stretch that break? Well, here's a man who's found a way to do it.
Yep, I found a way to stretch my coffee break all right, and it really worked. Here's what I do. When it's time to go back to work, I top off my break with a stick of Juicy Fruit gum. Of course, chewing a stick of Juicy Fruit doesn't really make the break last longer, but it sure seems longer.
That's right. When you top off your coffee break with a stick of Juicy Fruit gum, you take that good, relaxed coffee break feeling back to the job with you. You can go right on enjoying the good chewing while you're working. Helps keep you relaxed and at your best. Try it and see for yourself. Discover how chewing Juicy Fruit gum seems to stretch your coffee break.
Some people, whatever they do better than anybody else. Even if they do nothing, they do it better and bigger. For instance, an American named Jack Malone. He's a hobo, but he's not satisfied with being just an average hobo. He is an international hobo. Jennifer Gill of the British Travel Association discovered him wandering around London.
Jack, first of all, when did you start hoboing?
Right after World War II, I came back and found folks moved away, and, it looked like I just have to either build myself a new home or just keep searching. So I thought, I'll just move around. And I made railroad camps and logging camps, kept moving that way.
Now you keep moving. You're moving over here. There's a very interesting story as to how you came over to Europe. Can you tell me this?
There's a place in Seattle, Washington, there, where they have a hobo haven. It's sort of a place where the millionaires of that city have contributed and built this place to help the boys out on the road. And they decided to sort of find out how things were going over in Europe, how if the hobos were fading away or whether they were just sort of surviving this modern day and age. So they said, well, I'll pay your fare over there if you just kind of do a little research. And this is it.
Well, how far have you researched?
All around Europe, as far as the Middle East, and then back into Britain here, where I've been touring around Scotland, England, and Wales.
And how are the hobos over here? Are they faring well?
I haven't met too many on the road. Although once in Scotland, I sort of teamed up with a Scottish gypsy, and there helped him out while he was hustling around, sharpening knives and shears, things like that. But outside of that, very few hobos.
What sort of work have you been doing then when you've been going around, apart from sharpening the knives with the gypsy up in Scotland?
Once in a while, I sort of get real low in funds, and I stop in at a farmhouse. And I'd say the farmer's wife, if she happened to be in a good mood, how about writing you a song, lady? I'm a wandering minstrel. And she said, all right, let's see it. Then in the meantime, up comes some coffee and sandwiches, and if she liked the song, come up with a few shillings, maybe.
How many songs have you written?
Well, I'd say pretty close to 100, anyhow.
And how many miles have you traveled?
About a million. I'm on the second million now.
Well, you've got a song that you wrote in front of you on a piece of paper,
mm-hmm,
called the
Hitchhiker's Blues, yeah.
Hitchhiker's Blues. Well, mm-hmm, how about giving us a few lines of this?
Yeah, I'll try to do that without any music, and it goes somehow like this. Hitchhiker's Blues, Hitchhiker's Blues, I'm traveling a lonesome road. Hitchhiker's blues, hitchhiker's blues, and I'm tired of carrying the load. I roam the highways and tramped all the byways and covered many a mile. I searched every place for a kind, friendly face and kept right on with a smile.
Thank you very much indeed, Jack. That you wrote the words and the music yourself.
That's correct. I look upon it as typical of the life of a hobo.
Well, it's certainly, the way you tell it, a very good life. And I wish you many, many miles on your feet. Thank you very much. And this is Jennifer Gill, signing off from London, England.
One good song deserves another. So here, for the international hobo, is the song of the Wandering Minstrels.
Wandering minstrel, sweetest and the slow, great girl, each merrier will girdle with magic melody.
Those were the Christy Minstrels doing the singing about the Wandering Minstrels.
Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
The L&M side is for people who want taste and plenty of it. When you think about it, that's plenty.
Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M
for the cigarette you can taste.
A Gemini 5 special in just 1 minute here on the Monitor Beacon.
Play it on a banjo, beat it on a drum. Come to Balmy Boys Town, follow me there, chum. Get the clothes you like there, more in every size. You select, you never settle, so follow me there, guys.
This is Billy Baxter. Bet you half a sixpence, you'll be knocked for a blooming loop when you see the great back-to-school fashions at the trophy room at Barney's Boys Town. Real class. British warmers by Fletcher, whipcord suits by Eaton Style, double-breasted blazers by Lord Tara. So much in your size, you could spend a day flipping. Savings are smashing, so are the free alterations. Charge the works at the trophy room at Barney's Boys Town, 7th Avenue and 17th Street, where you select your clothes. You don't just settle for them. Open till 9, free parking.
Come to Barney's Boys Town, follow me, dear kind.
Your all-might host is Long John Nebel on the conversation station WNBC AM and FM New York.